This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, June 1st. Well, started the month under some pressure here in the wheat complex. The night session started out about steady, but just found some steady selling throughout the night. And we're down 10 as we come into the break. On Kansas City, we're down 7 in Minneapolis and Chicago. Beans are down 5, corn is down 6. So everything getting some pressure here this morning. Much of this is on improved weather forecasts for Europe as we look beyond the next 7 or so days where it's still going to be dry. They are bringing some rain into the forecast. So that's going to take some of the edge off of the bullishness here throughout the wheat space. In the Black Sea, we're looking at pretty good rain chances over the next couple weeks, in fact. And we were aware of that coming into the weekend, that their forecast looked much better than the European forecast. Here in the United States, intense heat over the Central Plains and dryness there as well. Looks like it's going to stick around for at least a week or so, but then they're calling for cooler temperatures. By that time, you're getting deeper into June, and it becomes kind of a moot point anyway. The crop should be pretty much past the point where rain would help it, and that'll dry it down quickly and help harvest to get moving along. We're just pushing into Oklahoma for harvest, so it's on schedule, basically. Kansas probably a little bit behind, but I think by and large, the harvest is moving along. And obviously, with the intense heat and the dryness, that's going to mature the crop quickly and get the combines rolling. And obviously, you're not going to have any rain delays. What we're hearing so far is harvest reports, yields are steady to slightly better than what the trade was forecasting. So we don't see any market moving, any bullishness developing out of the harvest, at least at this point. Once we get into the area, the panhandles, the eastern panhandle of Texas, kind of southwest Oklahoma where that frost was, I think we'll find that the yields are quite a bit lower than average. And that would probably be somewhat supportive. Western Kansas, eastern Colorado has been very dry most of the season. Yields aren't expected to be great there either. So cash pressure likely would be reduced out of those areas. There are some that are thinking that seasonal lows for wheat are already in. And that could be with production prospects declining here in the U.S. and also the EU. Even with improving weather there, they're nearing the end of where that would help as well. So we look for European Union to continue to see those production estimates steady with where they are or decline. The Black Sea, however, could be a different story. With the rains that have come through Ukraine and Russia, you could see those yield estimates start to creep back higher. They've been pulling back over the last week or so, and I think that we could see that. Some are suggesting that Russia probably will start increasing its production estimates. We saw Sovcon do that last week, where they increased wheat exports up just slightly from what their previous estimate was. They took it up to 36.8 million tons. USDA only has them at 35, and last year they were at 33. So, you know, Sovcon kind of hanging in there as far as expecting Russian production to not drop any further and exports to still be better. So that, and I think with the rains that have come through, you could see that. We don't see any significant heat coming to the Black Sea, so yield prospects could be back to improving. After seeing a pullback over the last couple weeks, I could easily see that starting to ramp back up. So we look for the markets. Obviously, they're pulling back here last week. Pretty impressive week. Kansas City was up 26. Minneapolis and Chicago both up 12. Corn was up 8. Soybeans up 7. And again, all of those are pulling back here this morning to start the week. And it's the start of a new month. Quite often, we get turns on the first of the month. For wheat, that's a little curious because we had a new high for the move on Friday. Would this be turn out to be a low? I don't know. I thought we'd get a little bit more in this market. I thought we'd have more push to the upside based on U.S. production problems and the European Union. But with the market pulling back significantly this morning, it's quite possible that we're starting into that seasonal harvest slump. And again, with the improving prospects for the Black Sea. For corn and soybeans, we peaked here a couple days ago, and now with soybeans, you're actually putting in an outside day lower. So you did put in a real minor little bump up to start the night session on the first of the month. The problem with corn and soybeans both is, number one, the economy, and number two, the trade spat between the U.S. and China getting kind of revitalized here. That doesn't seem to be improving. And the Chinese announced that they were directing their buyers to halt any more purchases of U.S. soybeans. They have purchased quite a bit. I presume they'll take delivery of that. I don't know. I mean, they're notorious for canceling sales. That could be a weapon in their arsenal now that they've got sales on the books. If they get any more irritated, they could start to cancel those sales, and that would certainly be bearish to both corn and soybeans. Those are some of the things that we're trying to avoid, but it doesn't seem to be working very well. Anyway, so that could act as some drag on the wheat space, but for wheat in particular, we're looking at weather, we're looking at harvest, and both of those things are increasing. The weather is improving and harvest is increasing. Both of those are negative, are bearish components, and that's why we see the market pulling back here. Perhaps we've seen the most we're going to get out of this run. We'll see what the price action is today. And again, I thought we'd get more out of it, but Kansas City did stall at some notable resistance levels. We pointed that out last week as well. I thought we'd have enough energy to push beyond that. We close right on it at the 470 level on July Kansas City, and at this point it looks like the market's pulling back. So if we don't get some sort of resurgence of buying today, that's likely then going to be the high, and we'll probably start down into the harvest low. It's disappointing because it looked like we had some momentum building to the upside, but just not enough to take out that resistance and get a good close for the week. It just wasn't enough at this point. And so now you've pulled back a little bit, you've lost some of that momentum, you've lost some energy. It's going to take just that much more to get things rolling. If weather's going to have to turn quickly to do that. Otherwise, the combines are just going to keep marching northward and continue to put pressure on the market. Would we see new lows? Would KC July take out 440? It'll probably come back down and test it. It could easily come back down and test the March low, which in Chicago is a double bottom. Kansas City, not quite there. Minneapolis probably come back down. Looking, the longer range forecast call for good rains across the northern plains. So I would expect that if wheat can't resume its upward march here today, which is looking pretty shaky to think that it could, harvest pressure is probably going to take over. If the forecasts verify in Europe and the Black Sea, I think that the market probably has run out of gas at this point. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.